The Bible said there's one God, not three, but that's how that they could, you can't get this straightened out and have three gods. You would never sell a Jew that, I'll tell you that, one who knows better. He knows there's only one God. Notice, like the sculpture, he hides with a mask over it. That's what God's done to this age. It's been hid, all these things has been hid and supposed to be revealed in this age. Now the Bible says they will be revealed in the latter time. It's like a sculptor keeping his piece of work all covered over until the time he takes the mask off of it and there it is. And that's what the Bible has been. It has been a work of God that's been covered up. And it's been hid since the foundation of the world. And it's sevenfold mystery. And God promised in this day, at the age of this Laodicea church, he would take the mask off the whole thing and we could see it. What a glorious thing. God, immorphed, masked in a pillar of fire. God, immorphed in a man called Jesus. God, immorphed in his church. God above us. God with us. God in us. The condensing of God up there holy. No one could touch him. He settled up on the mountain, and even if an animal touched the mountain, had to die. And then God come down and changed his tent and come down and live with us, become one of us. And we held him, the Bible said. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh. Handled with hands. God eat meat. God drank water. God slept. God cried. He was one of us. Beautiful types in the Bible. That was God above us, God with us. Now it's God in us. The Holy Spirit, not the third person, the same person. Amen. God came down and became flesh and died the death in Christ so that he could clean the church in order to get into it for fellowship. God loves fellowship. That's what he made the man at the first time for, was for fellowship. God dwelt alone. The cherubims. And notice, now he made man and man fell, so he came down and redeemed man because God loves to be worshipped. The word God means object of worship. And this that comes among us as a pillar of fire, as something that changes our hearts, that is the same God that said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.